I don't know. I think I played really well in the first set. I played aggressive. I played the way I wanted to play. And then I think she got very lucky in the start of the second set and kind of, you know, took advantage of the opportunity she got. And then, I think I just lost a little steam in the end, and I made some unforced errors that I normally don't do. So that was very frustrating. And it is what it is. I haven't had the best lead up to this tournament, so which also has been frustrating. But, you know, I just, right now there's nothing I can do about it.
You mentioned briefly there that the build-up has been difficult for you. Can you just tell us briefly about the challenges that you have faced?
Yeah, obviously I had a calf injury, so I hadn't really been able to play or practice for some weeks, and then played my first points a couple of days ago, and then just went from there, basically.
Is it this lack of momentum you're talking about that led you to lose the thread of your match after winning the first set 6-love?
I don't know. I think, you know, you just try your best out there, and it definitely wasn't the best match I've ever played. So, you know, I definitely think, I made some unforced errors I shouldn't have, and then didn't take the chances I had in the second set, and she had a few net calls and a few good shots in some of the important points in the beginning of that second set.
Caroline, I know you've had the calf injury, but obviously the big problems you've had is with your arthritis. Could you just talk a little bit about how that really hampers you in getting ready for tournaments, or if it does? I know sometimes you said it's tough to get up in the morning and then times where it's good. Maybe just enlighten us a little bit on the condition and how it makes you feel when you're on court.
Well, lately I've been feeling good with that. So, when I feel good, there's... You know, I do what I normally do and just go through every day and work hard. But, lately it's just been my calf, which has nothing to do with the other thing. And sometimes you're just unlucky as an athlete. You know, you get hurt, you get injured, and you just have to try and work through that.
Do you believe your injury is going to allow you to train as you would like to in the next 7-10 days and getting ready for the grass swing?
Yeah, my calf now feels good, so that's that positive, and I'm definitely going to go back and just practice and work hard and get ready for the grass season.
Caroline, you're a great champion and you're very competitive, so how frustrating is it when your mind is telling you to do one thing and you are desperate to win, but your body won't always allow you to do that? Is there a battle that you then face on the court with yourself?
Yeah, it's definitely frustrating, you know. You want to win, you're competitive, you work hard, and you want to see results. So, it hasn't been a great year for me so far. And, I'm just going to try and work hard and try and turn that around. Right now, there's not much I can do about the first 6 months of the season. I had some good weeks where I felt great, and then I've had... some weeks where I've been sick and some weeks where I've been injured. So I just have to try and stay positive. And obviously it's not as easy to stay positive when things aren't going your way, but I think that's when you really need to, and you need to just keep grinding.
Caroline, we know you are a big Liverpool FC football fan. You'd rather be at Roland Garros, but might you get the opportunity to go to Madrid and watch the Champions League final between Liverpool and Spurs?
You know what? I actually haven't thought about that yet. Most likely, I'll watch it at home, but I'll definitely be supporting them.